Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and yesterday we began the section of the Mishnah that discusses Rosh Hashanah for Yerakot and for Maaser. And there we were aimed on the Geren of Yerakot, that the Geren of Yerakot would be either Misha'at Igud or Misha'ash Yimalei Takli, depending on what type of Yerak. Today the Gemara brings that Lamaisa, it is not so poshut that the time of the determination of the year of Maaser should go in terms of Lakita, just because something is growing directly from the ground, and we would call it a year. Because Sanahata, we find that there are cases that are different. For instance, in Maasers we learn that Hatiltan mi shetitzmach. The moment that you have Titzmach, we'll see, we're going to define in a moment, Tzmichav Tiltan. I don't know how to translate Tiltan. Fenugreek. So the, it doesn't help me because I never did find out what that means. So the shir over there is from the time of the Tzmicha. Tfu'ah. And Zeitim Mishiaviu Shlish. The Tfu'ah. Rashi learns that wine is also called Tfu'ah because it is Tfu'at Yeget. Not everybody agrees that wine is included in this Tfu'ah over here, but in any event, this is Rashi's approach. So the two types of Tfu'ah, which is Tfu'ah Goren and Tfu'ah Yeket, plus the Zeitim, the shear over there is Mishiaviu Shlish. From the time that they're one third grown, whatever year that was, when you pick them is relevant. So if they grew before Rosh Hashanah one third, then they're from that year. Whatever the din is.
First
year. I mean, sometimes you do find people that grow the last third verse and they're trying to catch up. They look funny. In any event, what is the meaning of the word? What's the meaning of the tzmicha over here? Mi shetitzameach lizra'im. The shir over here is tzmicha, where now it has usable seeds inside of it. So that's the shir for tilsa. Ma she'en kein tvua and zeitim. The shir over there is mi she'aviu shlish. In other words, each thing is defined according to its hashivut. How do we get the idea of one third being considered the equivalent of the Tfu'ah? You know what I mean? Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan. Some say that it was in the name of Rav Yossi Aglili. Very interesting pasuk. Pasuk says, "Biket sheva shani, b'moed shnat hashmita, b'chag asukot." Now something's very wrong with that pasuk. I mean, "Biket sheva shani" means after the 7 years are finished, at the time of Sukkot. I mean, it can't possibly mean the beginning of the seventh year Sukkot. Because then you wouldn't call it at the end of 7 years. But then if it's talking about Sukkot, then you're now no longer in the seventh year. You're now in the eighth year. Because Sukkot comes out after Rosh Hashanah, just about every year. So if that's the case, how could we call it as to the Gemara, Chag HaSukkot in Shnat HaShemitah? Shnat HaShemitah? Mayavirite. How did Shemitah suddenly stretch the Sukkot over here? There is no Shnat HaShemitah. It's already the eighth year. It's Shminit. Elalo Marlecha, therefore, must be coming to teach me that there are indeed things that you will be getting in the eighth year which have a din of coming from Shemitah. That's what it says. What is that referring to? Tvua? Kol Tvua Shevi'a Shlish B'Shvi'it Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So if it grew one third before Rosh Hashanah, then that means Bechag HaSukkot, which is the Shminit, Atanoheg Bo Minag Shvi'it B'Shminit. You will be treating it as if it has Kedusha Shvi'it in the eighth year. Of course, it's an awful lot of additional information. It doesn't appear in the pasuk to say that it's talking about it for Rosh Hashanah, Shminis, and so on, Shlishis. I mean, where do we get all of that? Omale Rav Zeilu Rav Asi. I mean, it's a very nice kind of a mnemonic device or something, but I mean, how do you know it's referring to something that grew Bechalal in Shvi'is? Maybe Gufa the Torah is coming to tell me that in the same way that we know that there's a din of continuing Shnas HaShmita for Tosefet Shvi'is earlier, so that you're not allowed to be Chayresh or Zereya before, you can't be Kaitzer after. So maybe the pshat over here is that for a certain amount of time we have a din of Tosefet, that time is considered like Shvi'is, even though it's in the Shmi'is. And even things which didn't grow at all during the Shvi'is year are nonetheless considered to be Shvi'is Peres in terms of this din of Tosefet Shvi'is. How do you know it's not coming to tell me that? Vikomarakmana, Tishamet v'teis nilav chagas Sukkot. Maybe that's the point. The Torah is telling you that Sukkot is the end of Shemitah. What's so crazy about that? We know you start earlier, so you end later. What's the later? They're telling you that the after, Miket Sheva Shanim, after Sheva Shanim, when is after Shanim Shanim? B'moed Chag HaSukkot. That's a very tasty kind of yerush. How do you know it's referring to Peres that grew before? By the way, here is where we mentioned it earlier, but here is the Tesis I mentioned to you before, who is Bechalik between this drasha of the din of Peres Shalom Yashri and the halach of Tesis Shias that we had before. Is that the same? We have two separate pasuk. Here we have Becharisha Bekatsir Tishbot, and here we seem to be darshing exactly the same thing from B'moed Shnat HaShemitah. This is not the same thing at all. It's two completely different halachas. Over here, the din of the Tvua is that it'll have Kedusha Shvias if it was God of Shlish. But who says that because it has Kedusha Shvias, therefore there's the dinim of not to be Chayrish, not to be Zareah, not to be Katsir? That's a din in the land. It's not a din in the Tvua. There's two completely separate sets of halachas. So what we're talking about over here is a halacha about the nature of the Tvua. There we're talking about Tosfos Shvias in terms of what to do with the land. The Gemara's kasha is, let's learn out that even things that indeed didn't grow during Shemitah, but are within the taste of Shemitah, they should have a din of the Peres of Shvias. So it's no problem at all with the previous sukkah. Says the Gemara, it's a very nice pirish, but don't even think about it. Lo salkadaitech, that's what lo salkadaitech means, you know. Don't even think about it. Okay, that's what we say in English. That's crazy. Why? V'chtiv, v'chaga asiv b'tzeit hashana. Look, it calls the chaga asiv, the going out of the year. Now, let me ask you something. What is the meaning of saying v'chaga asiv? You'll notice that it continues on in that pasuk, v'chaga asiv b'tzeit hashana ba'aspecha. V'chaga asiv ba'aspecha, I should hope so. What's the need to call it then v'chaga asiv if it's ba'aspecha? Well, you're pitying yourself. So explain to me what Asif means. Does it mean the holiday at the Asifa time, the harvest holiday? Is that the pshat, reference to circus? That it can't mean that. Aksiv, the very next word is Be'ospichat Ma'asecha Min Asadeh. It's already identifying which holiday we're talking about. It's identifying the time of the year. So therefore, the Be'ospichat can't possibly mean this Nakuda. Ela Mai Asif Katsir. Therefore, must be coming to tell me like this. This is the Chag Asif that I know from Basra. When it's telling you that there's furthermore Asif, what it means is anything that you collect, even if you were Kitzert right now, as long as you're bringing something, obviously you're not going to leave things out now in the winter in the field. So let's say that you have grain that was late, that was planted late, you're now harvesting it mamish, b'sha'at sukkah, right? So now, what are you going to do with it? You're going to take it into your house, or you're going to leave it outdoors, it's sitting in the rain? You're going to take it into your house? You would have liked for it to grow earlier, so you could leave it out in the field during the summer, but it didn't. So that means that there's an asifa during sukkahs of a katsira. That wasn't niktzar in the chaga katsir that we had earlier in the sholesh regalim. So it's coming to tell me that a kotzer that is nesa during sukkahs is also a tzeis hashana. So now the rabbanan, here's where we get the derech shlish. Kimlo the rabbanan the chol tvuah niktzar b'chag biyadua sheviyah shlish lifnei rosh hashana. If the first time now you could be kotzer is sukkahs, and that's why we're calling this asifa ktsira, then that means that it's ready at this point to be niktzar. If it's ready only at this point to be niktzar, it had to have grown 1/3 before Rosh Hashanah. From a simple scientific point of view, agriculturally, it couldn't have grown that rapidly. It needed to have the time to be 1/3 finished before Rosh Hashanah. And then you could complete the growth until Sukkot. And therefore, you see, the Kokari Lebetzet Hashanah, the Torah calls such a thing the end of the previous year. To tell me that because it had to have grown 1/3 in the year before, what it is that you're taking is actually right after Chag HaShemitah, and it's called Miket Sheva Shanim B'Shnat HaShemitah. Must have been because it grew Shlish. From there we see the overall halacha, that Shlish is Keveya, the growth of the world, and how it applies across the board. If you want to determine what year it's going to be Chayev from, in terms of Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, take a look at what year it grew Shlish in. You want to determine whether it's Min HaChodesh Al HaYashan, and so on. Take a look at what year it grew the Shlish in. Omnei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. I find this hard to believe. I mean, you're telling me that the Chachomim have such a fine-tuned scientific sensitivity that they can tell you that if it grew during Sukkot, it was kosher during Sukkot, it had to have been one-third grown before Rosh Hashanah. Since when did the Chachomim become such scientists? But the Kimlu L'Rabbanan, Ben Shlish, L'Pachot B'Shlish, they really know the difference. And they're making exactly a shear, but maybe it's a quarter. Maybe it's a little bit more than a Shlish. Come off, coming a shlish. Omar Lay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu always is asking these kind of problems. Rabbi Zeira is always getting mad at him for asking. So
just never changed.
Omar Lay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, how many times have I told you? Will you stop sticking your head outside of the norms and context of halacha? I understand what you're asking. You're now going to start challenging every shear that the Chachomim gave. The Chachomim say, Barbaim sa'au tovel. No, so you're going to say, so one teaspoon less, does it really matter? So you'll be tabling less than Arbaim sa'au. What's the big deal? Barbaim sa'au chaser kurtav, in a yocholit foben. Kebetza is metame to mezaychle. But if it's one sesame less than a kebetza, chaser sumsum, it's not going to be metame to mezaychle, huh? Or you'll say, ooh, shleisha tvachim is betame midras, that's suitable already to sit on, but shleisha, missing one thread, that's not betame midras.
Why should you
give can hear.
Etzbaot?
No, tvachim, shlosha. Shalosh is the other shear. Shalosh is etzbaot, shlosha is tvachim. Shalosh is a shear, but not begabi midras.
What? Arguing with God 15, 40, 10. I mean, going down and trying to get
God, God didn't tell him a shear. Oh, telling him a shear. Now, Lemaisa, Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Zeira, to some extent, are arguing past each other. And I mean, to be kovei a shear is one thing, but to define the shear on the nature of the reality, of the agricultural reality, is another thing. I mean, you're saying, Barboim Sohakas, any Yocholit. Lemaisa, the guy fits in, he fits in. It's just the Chachomim said that this is our Kaveya this year. Over here, it's not a Din Stam, their Kaveya this year. You're telling me that this is the reality. So, I mean, what's Rabbi Zeira shouting at me for? I'm still worrying about it. So, therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyahu didn't respond. But then Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to himself, oh, there, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu. You know what? It's true. I really shouldn't have asked this question. So in other words, Rabbi Yirmiyahu didn't like the drasha over here. Well, it's the same the pshat that we learn it out from this question of whether it could have been ready. But the fact is, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Lav Milsi De'Ami, it was silly. Obviously, they didn't know. How do I know that they knew? Because the Bo Minei Chavrayim Erev Kahana, Omer, Shekrivu Yisrael, V'Chnisatan La'aretz, Mi'echan Yikrivu. So the Talmid and the history of Kahana, how did they find Omer when they came into Eretz Yisrael, because well, that's a kisavod immediately, not after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Where did they get the Omer from? Im Tomer da Ayel Biad Nochri. It's talking about now that they took things that had already grown in the hands of the Nochrim. Doesn't make sense. It says over there, Reishit Ktzirchem Elakohen. So Ktzirchem Amrachmana v'lo Ktzir Nochri. So in the very same pasuk of Kitavah La'aretz, it's Reishit Ktzirchem. So it can't mean that. Wait a minute. Who said that they even brought the Omer Bechlal that year? I mean, my dad grief. Well, maybe Enochinami. Maybe there was no Omer. Maybe there was not even a Chiyuv of the Omer. Maybe you're only Chayiv indeed if it grew in your hands and this they could have eaten anyway. Or maybe there was no Chiyuv that first year. Duma Loa Krivu? No. Don't even think about it. Lo Salkadaita. The Ktiv, you find that it says, Vayochlu me'avur ha'oretz mimochrata Pesach. They ate from the parents of Eretz Yisrael only mimochrata Pesach. Now why the heck did they only eat from mochrata Pesach? What's that? What's mochrata Pesach? The only meaning to be mochrata Pesach is that it's the day of Akrovas Ha'iner. That, by the way, is a very rare, thank you so much, very rare communication here that mentions the places between the Eben Ezra and the Rabbeinu Tam. Find very rarely discussions with the Eben Ezra. Here it says that Rav Avram ben Ezra asks, Mimochras HaPesach does not mean the 16th. Mimochras HaPesach, by definition, means the 15th. Because it's the day after Pesach, because it said the Korban Pesach. Because it says the Farish, Mimocharat HaPesach Yatzu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Which certainly doesn't mean on the day of Akravas HaEmer. Ha ha! Got you there! Right? Okay, so the Rabbi Ezer brings the Rabbeinu Tam's explanation of the Pasuk. What he said, back to the Eben Ezra. Very interesting Tosfos. But, I mean, Lamaisa, in the end, he tries to be Mechalek, the two different dinim, that they were Ochlu. Matzes indeed was from the old. And then Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh, it says, V'kolui Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. V'kolui was the new grave. Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh indeed is a reference to Shiva, the 16th, right? Because it says Be'ferish, there's other places where we refer to Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Okay, we end up Lamaisa with another, he shows that Mimochrat HaPesach can mean Mimochrat HaChilat HaPesach. Oh, it's fine. But it's just an interesting aside, because we're just talking about it. So, in any event, how do you know that they brought it before? It says Mimochrat HaPesach. And if there wasn't a Chiyuv HaYomer, what's the meaning of Mimochrat HaPesach? There's no Chiyuv HaYomer, then Mimochrat HaPesach is a meaningful time. Mikara lo achol. Over here they didn't eat before. Why? Because Dakrivo Omer Vader Achlif. First they brought the Yomer. And then they ate. So don't bother me about that. Again, you answer my question. I want to know Mehekan Akrivo. Where did they get an Omer from?
Wouldn't they be Mutter if they weren't required to bring it? Wouldn't they be Mutter?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. So how do you know Mehekan they weren't required? To see that they know on the contrary, they held that they were required. Omar Lehem, I'll tell you, said Rapapa, Kol Shalohi Vishlish Biad Nofri. Anything that hadn't grown one third in the hands of a goy already didn't have a din of the goys. It was considered to be Ketzir Chet. If that's the case, there was no problem. Now, says Rabbi Yirmiyot himself, I mean, this was a reality. This is not the question of how you know a shear. It says over here that the Jews brought the Eimer. The only way they could possibly have brought the Omer is indeed the way Rapapa says. No other way to bring it. So obviously these Jews are pretty darn smart. They must have been able to be mafkin between Pokus with Shlish and more than Shlish, because otherwise they dima'ayav alakimlo. What do you mean? You're going to rely on the fact that you're going to bring now Chulin la'azora. But maybe it already was Shlish. You didn't know. Elakimlo. It must be that they knew. I mean, we see for a fact that they were able to clearly determine what was Biyad Nokri Pachas Vishlish, and what wasn't. So, Achinami, if that's the case, I mean, so then why, if already they had that level of expertise at the time of Kedis Alaret, so they could be Kimel in terms of the shear of Shlish that were darshing from the Pasuk should be the shear?
So did they conquer that land?
One second. Ask the Gemara of Adim Elayil Klav. Why are you coming to the conclusion that it grew Shlish exactly a little bit less? Maybe it didn't grow at all. Maybe it was nowhere near Shlish. So there was no problem. But maybe in Achinami, they could Echad Ayel Riva. Let's say it had grown one third Biyad Nochrits. Maybe they did. One fourth. Maybe they couldn't tell the difference. Ben Shlish Lepachot Ben Shlish Lokim. Who's to say that they would have been able to know precisely? Maybe not. Maybe we're talking about a very gross differentiation over here, which does not define our issue at all. If you're really concerned at the precision of the determination of Shlish from before Rosh Hashanah, which is what Rabbi Yirmiyah is tying it, how do you know that the determination at the time of Knesset La'aretz was a subtle determination? Maybe it was gross. And they only could see it was nowhere near Shlish. Maybe that's the pshat. Nah, lo sakatayf, please. That for sure doesn't make any sense. Because when did they get into Eretz Yisrael Bechlal? 5 days before. So what are you trying to tell me? That on the 10th of the month, it wasn't growing at all. Nowhere near the Shlish. But in 5 days, it managed to grow until it was ready for Ktsira. Come off it. Obviously, it never could have been completed. Oh yeah? So then the way you learn it? So you're saying it was Pachas Mishlish. You're telling me that in 5 days, Tvua can grow from less than one-third to being suitable now for Ktira. I mean, if that's your concern, it's not going to work by adding another third. You're telling me that if it was Lo'ayel Klal, it's absurd to think it's such a thing. I tell you, it's absurd to think such a thing even it was Magia to close to a third. So you could say the same thing, Elamai, the Ayel Riva, Odanka. So you're telling me
that it was a quarter grown, it was a fifth grown, whatever. How did it complete its growth in 5 days? So anyway, you're going to be stuck with the reality of it. I mean, if it was grown more, then it's not chai, it can't be brought as the omer. It's your melchus. If it was grown less, you're saying it would have been roy for the omer because it would have been grown in time. So you're between a rock and a hard place. What are you going to say? The only thing you can say, ma'islach lemima, is that Eretz Yisrael is not a normal country. You never noticed. So it says, it calls Eretz Yisrael Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Tzvi has a lot of different meanings, but one of the meanings is similar to Tzvi. It does things quickly. So if it does things quickly, so then maybe it's even quickly enough to do it this way too. Elamai Eretz Tzvi Ktivba. A Tzvi runs fast. We find the same thing by Naphtali. Ayala Shlucha. The fortune say Eretz Ginosar is even faster than a Tzvi. It's an Ayala. The normal Eretz Yisrael is only a Tzvi. Naphtali's area, and then I refer to Paris Ginosar. And it makes perfectly good sense. The earliest Paris indeed come from Bikat Ginosar. Good. But you see that the way that the Torah refers to the animal nature of Eretz Yisrael is indeed in the rapidity of its growth. So, but once you're going to tell me Eretz Tzvi, Tachinami Eretz Tzvi, Kasubam, you can say something. Maybe it's not unbelievable. Not only can it get from one quarter to 100%, it can get even from close to zero to 100%. Maybe, I mean, already you're saying things that are not normal, not part of your experience. How do you know that's not the pshat? So you still don't have a raya. If you want to doubt, just keep on doubting. When in the day? Tosfos is bothered by your question. Rav Mati is asking, what's happened with Akravas HaEmer? I mean, if you're old to the same, is anyway Matir, even if you're not Chayv and Akravas HaEmer? So Tosfos says maybe it's not going like Mandi Omer, who holds that the 16th would be Matir anyway, if you have the option of bringing it. That was the question we had before. But others learn it could be it didn't have a din of Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash and Bonim. So you get into other problems. No, so you get into this, and then it doesn't help. They need other explanation. But Tosfos is bothered by your Maskevla Rebbe Chanina. Hold on a second. It's all very nice, your drush over here, but it's based on a very, very significant mistake. You're saying that Chaga Asiv is repetitious with Ba'as Becha, and that therefore must refer to Ktsira. That's what you're saying. How about if I show you that Chaga Asiv is in no way repetitious? Well, let me show you. What are you going to tell me? That Asif means Katsir. Because after all, what other meaning could it be? The Haktiv. Look, it says Ba'as Becha Migronecho Miyikveh, right? Not here. Not in this passage. Here it says Ba'as Becha Smaaseh. But what did we learn out from Ba'as Becha Migronecho Miyikveh? Famous drosha. How do we know that Tzchach is Gedulei Karka and the other dinim? Okay, so Omer Mar, the Tzolus Gern V'yekev HaKosu V'Daber. The Osma, the Gern HaKamikach, is what is left behind. Take what's left behind, say the straw, or the sticks of the vines and so on. Those things are not Mekabel Tuma. They're Gidulim in Aretz, and therefore everything else is the same way. What does the word Sukkah mean? Excuse me. Chag HaSukot means the Chag that has shade over it, yeah? Where you sit in the shade. So, but Chag HaAsif could mean exactly the same thing. Because the Asif is now the definition of the shade of the sukkah. So it just becomes a synonym for sukkahs. Chag HaAsif means the booth with the leftover asif on the roof. I understand, why is that redundant? Chag HaAsif is as if I wrote Chag HaSukot, Bas Pechat Ma'atzech. One has something to do with the other. One is a reference to the booth that you sit in, and the other is at what time of the year it comes out. It's not that Chag HaAsif means the time of the asifa. It's simply a different way of describing Chag HaSukot. So if it wrote over here, the Chag HaSukot, you would be bothered. Oh, what do I need to say Chag HaSukot for? It already says Bas Pecha. A ridiculous question. There's nothing redundant over here, and therefore there's no remiss for Ktira Bishas the Yosef. I'm very sorry. Completely different reading of the meaning of Chag HaAsif. That's a very beautiful thing. But you're sitting in your sukkah. You're sitting in the harvest. What a beautiful idea.
Very nice.
Very nice. It's a gorgeous way of understanding the meaning of Chag HaAsif.
We're not using challenging the Isu Ktira saying it means Domen
Yekov. You don't see over here anything. What do you mean? That's not Ktira, that's Isuf. You're in big trouble. That was real Ktira when we said before. The extra, we said, since it says Chag HaAsif, then it says Bas Pecha, must be, there's a Ktira Besash HaSif. That's of new grain is Ktira. That's precisely what we're challenging. Who's to say that there's any remiss for Ktira? There's only one reference to Asifa here. And the word Chag HaAsif is not a reference to Asifa. It's just the sitting in the Asifa.
Right? Omer Rebbe, Zera. Darn it. I can't believe it. I had it worked out beautifully. Amnil Tahavi Biyodan. How many years I worked on this gorgeous chat? Where do we know Shlish? Comes along now, Rabbi Chanina, throws a hatchet into the spokes. I had this running like a perfectly oiled machine. Shodabe Narga. And he throws a hatchet right into the middle of my drosha. So now I'm stuck again. Back to the drawing boards. Elam Inolam. So how indeed do I know that one... What a shame. It was really getting nice. So where do we know that one-third indeed is the definition of Gemar Kri when it comes to Tvua? Kidetanya. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer. Here it's talking about Klal Yisrael's worrying. What are we going to eat? We can't go ahead now during Shemitah. We can't harvest during Shemitah, but we can't plant during Shemitah, which means we don't have anything the next year. So basically, we're going to have to wait till we plant now in the next year, and it grows in the ninth year. So for 3 years, we're going to have to eat the same thing, basically. So what are we going to do? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tziviti et birchati lachem b'shana ha-shishit. V'yasat et ha-tvuah l'shlosh ha-shamim. So for the tri-year period, the tvuah will grow. Al tikri l'shlosh ha-shamim, ela l'shlosh. So therefore, what it's saying here is that once it's one-third growing, it is called v'yasat ha-tvuah. The tvuah is called b'shlosh. Now, Lachar, this seems to violate the simple meaning of the pasuk says the growth. No, that's the whole point. It's beautiful growth. If you're telling me that the tefuah is complete at one-third, so that means three-thirds is sufficient for 3 years. There's a way that each third should actually spread out over the year. I said, wait, Bobby, Bailei Lagufei, I mean, we need this pasuk as the response to Klal Yisrael's question. I mean, it's all very nice. Tell me. Now will be merames from here that tvuah b'shlish is called tvuah, but l'maisam is not big enough to eat for 3 years. What? I mean, you need to tell me that I'm going to have a bracha and you're going to be able to eat for 3 years. No, says the Gemara. The answer to that is basically the next pasuk. Kiv krachrina. It says b'feirush uzra'atem et hashana shminit. You'll plant in the year after shemitah. Ve'achaltem na tvuah yashan ad hashana tishiit. You'll be able to eat the old tvuah until the ninth year's tvuah comes in. Ad so until the tefuah of the ninth year comes, you'll be eating the old tefuah. So what's the point of telling me about Sefer Shlosh HaShanim? If you say Beferish, if that's the case of the next pasuk, you spell it out. I mean, you can't spell it out better than this. You'll be eating the old tefuah until the new tefuah comes in the ninth year. So therefore, the meaning of us, the Shlosh HaShanim, must be that it's being meramis to the halacha of Shlish, and that Asiyah is B'Shlish. Tanahat. Ha'ones. So, so far, what have we seen? Two shiurim. We saw the shiur, actually in a sense you could say three shiurim because we defined it smicha by Tiltan as being a unique phenomenon. But we'll see, it's not so unique in a moment. But so far we've seen two major branches of the shiur legabi determining what year we should go. We had the tefuah and the zeisim, according to Rashi, the yekev as well, as to us, yekev, is one-third. And then we had the yirakot, two types of yirakot, with either ben shnei gad or mishir malei akli, but that's in terms of the goren. But what is koveya now, the year of its growth? The lakita of the yerek. But there's a whole other branch that needs to be determined, and that is the branch of legumes, kidneys. Kidneys are not really vegetables. I don't eat the vegetation. Or sometimes, but we'll see that there are times when I do. But I eat basically the pods, the seed pods. I wait until the seed pods are finished. So whether I'm talking about rice or whether I'm talking about soybeans, or all those things, you can't really call them vegetables. On the other hand, you can't call them tvua. What defines the nature of the year that they grew in? So tzadan hatam, the Mishnah says in Shviyitz, and we know that we define the year legabi shviyas or legabi meiser basically the same way. So it says over there haorez, vadochan, vapiragin, vasumshamin. So whatever the case is of the legume that you're talking about, piragin seems to be a soybean kind of thing, the way that it's described anyway in the Rishonim. And all these are things that piragin and vasumshamin are very useful for making oil out of also. They were mashrish. Ooh, interesting. So they take root. That's a new shoe. Near that one before. They take root before Rosh Hashanah. So then, mitasrin l'sha'avah. Then they follow the rules of that year, and your ma'aser min ayashan al ayashan. And if that's the case, even though they continue to grow during Shemitah, they're mutarim b'shvi'it. But im lav, if not, then already Imlav, they're going to be Asurim Bishmita. How interesting. So in other words, we have to take a look at the Hashrosh.
Didn't we have that 30 days in Yom HaAdar before?
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with this issue. It had nothing to do with payers. It had to do with the Sabbath.
The tomato counts on the time it grows, on the next season. The tomato is owned on Boris or Shogun.
If you're talking about a Yerek, the Yerek is B'shas Lakita only. No, we'll see. The Gemara is going to develop the theme over here. Why we came to such a thing? Where does this come from? The concept of Hashrosha. Omar Rabbah. So Rabbah said, look, the Rabbonin said that when it comes to an Ilan, you take a look at when the fruit was Nechnat. That's what you said. What do you mean? Because you said that. I said that. To define what year it's considered to be Shvias, if they were Nishrash before Shvias, so then the Hashrasha they consider to be the last year, the year before, right? Mm-hmm. If the Lakita is in a time where there's a Chiyav of Meiser, okay. Yeah, so I mean, the year there's no Chiyav of Meiser. So Omar Rabbah said, Rabbah, I don't get it. The Rabbonin gave us a very strange year. By an Ilan, I understand Basar Chanota. That's the appearance of the edible part, the first appearance of the fruit. Two of the Zaytim, we had already just established, is Shlish. Yerek, we said, is Basar Lakita. So now we're coming up with this whole new deal. I mean, Hanika Manshavina Rabbonin, what are we looking at this as? I mean, you're saying, we're not looking at it as a grain. We're not looking at it as a fruit. We're not looking at it as a vegetable. What you got to create a fourth category. Make up your mind. I mean, you want to look at it as a grain type of thing, so treat it like a grain. You want to say it's vegetation, so treat it as a vegetable. The whole sugya is a drabbana on these things when it comes to mice. So, man, what are you going to create now? A fourth category. Hodar Amar Rabbah, I'll tell you why we needed to create a fourth category. Because we got a big problem with these. These things, mitosh asuyin, pirachin, pirachin. Lamaisa, what happens over here is that these things can sit around a long time. If you need some, it's not like a yerek is finished today. If you let it sit there for two extra days, it's already withering. You've got to get it. You got to pick your tomatoes when they're ready. You pick your lettuce when they're ready. But the question of these things, your soybeans, it's all things that you're going to be taking for the pod. The pod can sit there. You can open it a week later, 2 weeks later. And that's actually the derech. Why should I open everything at once? So what I take out today, maybe I'll break it open. I'll put in the seeds now into the garden today. A week later, I've got some more time. I take in another bushel. Fine, I'm in no rush. So basically, over a period of a couple of months, I've been dumping seeds. Now I've got seeds that are yoshan, basically from the previous year. Seeds that are chadash. Everything's mixed together. If I'm going to define this normally, the way I would b'shas lakita, at the point that I would define something else, I'm going to end up having a problem of people taking, as a matter of course, min hachadash al hayashan, min hayashan al hachadash, because they're dumping it together. In order to avoid that problem, the Rabbana decided, you know what? Hashrosha generally takes place at the same time. The Zriya, they throw the seeds out at the same time. So if we're kaveyed with Hashrosha, we avoid this whole problem. Because then basically, who cares when it was brought in and opened up? It all went according to the Hashrosha. Since we're dealing with the Drabbanan, the Rabbanan had a right to be kaveyed in this way in order to avoid problems. So therefore, mitosha suyin parachin parachin, since they're made by breaking it open a little bit at a time, as the rabbanan batar hashrasha, omalei abayi, I don't understand. What exactly is the problem? I mean, just prorate it. If you have something anyway, you're going to be taking out the chumas and maizer from the same goritz. Instead of creating a new category of batar hashrasha, you could say the most obvious thing. Before you take off your chumas and maizer, take a stick and mix well. Now that way you'll have a prorated goritz. Take the goren wherever you poured it, yitzpor grono betocho, bring it all to the middle, mix it up, and now whatever you take out will be equally proportionately mixed with yashin and chadash, and then whatever, the yashin part will be the maizer on the yashin part, the chadash will be on the chadash part, and why is that a problem? Nimtzaterim ben ha-chadash shabo ala-chadash shabo, umin ha-yashin shabo ala-yashin shabo, and now I don't have to create new things? And you're going to tell me, nah, come on, we don't rely on that kind of business. We certainly do. Milo Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, I'll bring a riot from a brisa. Pol HaMitzri. Now, Pol HaMitzri is a type of kidneys, but it also has an interesting element to it, which is different. Why? We want to talk about it differently is that it's often used as a vegetable too. Sometimes people use the leaves of pole and not the zera. So there, okay, it depends how it is that you're mityaches to it. If you, this is how Rashi learns, but with others who learn that the question is never about eating the yerek part. It's a question about whether you want to use it for zriya or you want to use it for achila. Let's take Rashi's pshat. So now, if you decided that you want to use it in order to use the pod, so then, if miktzato yishvish lifnei Rosh Hashanah, umiktzato yishvish la'achar Rosh Hashanah, comes along Reb Shimon Shizuri, says, so we got a problem. You have some of it from before Rosh Hashanah, some of it from Acher Rosh Hashanah, in which case doesn't help you anymore that you're Shir of Ashrasha. Now you have your mixed Chodesh Yasha. You would not be able to separate them. And Ein Torminu Ma'atzvim Al Zeh, Mirza Al Zeh. Vish Ein Torminu Ma'atzvim Lo Min HaKadash HaYashan. Lo Min HaYashan Al HaKadash. So what should you do? I'll tell you what to do. So there, Goro, no letocho. What you do is mix well. So you mix well, Nimtza Torim, U'ma'aser. Min HaKadash Shabar LaKadash Shabar, and Min HaYashan Shabar LaYashan Shabar. So if Reb Shimon Shizuri says, do this with the Polam Mitzvah. So what do we have to make in the other type of things in order to avoid a situation anyway you get into it over here with the Polam Mitzvah? You said, well, go Basra Ashrosh in order to avoid the problem. There's no problem. Even if you'd have a problem with Ashrosh and Goofy, you could always mix well, and then you would be able to take it off as a prorated Trubus of Isis. Omar Lay says, Rabba to Abaya, what's the matter with you? You're asking me from Reb Shimon Shizuri? This whole thing was a brice that was based Mishum Reb Shimon Shizuri. Obviously, Reb Shimon Shizuri is known for this. Reb Shimon Shizuri Sava Yesh Bima. He holds you can rely on being Mivaleh. Something should be Mivbulbal, and that therefore can be trusted to be prorated. It's sufficiently precision that I can rely on my Trumas and Isis. The Rabbanan hold Ein Bima. Who's to say that it's going to be mixed properly and that it'll be there for you? Have a right to say it's prorated. Maybe you didn't mix it well enough. So therefore, they hold you can't be Seimechon. Since you can't be Seimechon, they were Metakein. A different way of measuring the Chiyah. So they said, go according to Ashrash. That way you'll rarely get into this kind of problem. No, but it wasn't necessary to make this takana for Shemitah. Rabba was trying to explain, why did we create a new category? He said we created a new category for Maestros. You're right, I agree with you, but Rabbi's not coming to explain. He's just saying, why would we now view kidneys as a new thing? Doesn't mean that in every area we'd have the reason to do it, but obviously once we do it, we do it. Omer of Yitzchak Bar Nachman. Yeah, this gets into Boyle's Law and type of issues like that. Yeah. Om Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Om HaShmuel, Halacha Reb Yosi Ben Kippur. Now, the moment Shmuel passed like Reb Yosi Ben Kippur, he seems to be saying, Yesh Bila? Because Reb Yosi Ben Kippur was quoting Reb Shimon Shazuri, that you can rely on Kol HaMitzri of mixing it well. So Halacha Reb Yosi Ben Kippur, Shomer Reb Shimon Shazuri, Maskif La Reb Yizer, how could Shmuel possibly have said that the halach is like Reb Shimon Shizuri when it comes to Pol HaMitzri, if Shmuel himself says beferish, Omar Shmuel lakol ein bila, chutz b'yayin v'shemet. If you're dealing with a liquid, okay, a liquid, I understand you can mix properly and assume that you were able to take out a prorated amount of the old wine from the new wine, and that it's the same amount in your Trumas and Maasros. But if you have a solid, who's to say that? I mean, that's the whole point of a liquid. If you have a solid, who's to say that the distribution is going to be statistically even? So how could Shmuel turn around the Paschal Reb Shimon Shizuri? It's a direct contradiction to his own Shita. Oy, Reb Zera forgot what Shmuel himself said. He forgot that Shmuel said that this whole business of the Mishnah in Shvius about going according to Ashrash is not true. He said himself, Rashi says he found the Tana that he was Semechan. He says, Hakol Holech Acher Gemar Pri. Everything, even when it comes to Kitnias, there's no such thing as going according to Ashrash. It's basically the same din as a Yerek. Yerek is also really the din of Gemar Pri. It's just the Lakita is always at the time of Gemar Pri, so we call it Lakita. When it comes to Kitnias, we don't have Lakita necessarily immediately. So over there, we're left with the Gemar Pri, but everything is basically the same thing. There's no new category. Kidneys are vegetables. Okay, so if that's the case, so then why did he paskin like Reb Shimon Shizuri? Obviously, because what Reb Shimon Shizuri said is true. It's just it's irrelevant. That it has nothing to do with Bila. The reason that it's not a problem is who cares if the Ashrasha was before or the Ashrasha was after? We don't care about the Ashrasha. So he's saying, look, for all practical purposes, boys, you can go follow Reb Shimon Shizuri from today till tomorrow, since everything that he says is true, except it's completely with for no nothing to do with why he thought it was true. It's true for a different reason. It's true because I call over Kachakumar Pri. Vitzricha, and we need now Shmuel to say three different Maimoras. First Shmuel says, Halacha Krip Shemin Shazuri. Then Shmuel says, Lakol Ein Bila. And then Shmuel says, Akol Avech HaKagmar Pri. I mean, these are three very interrelated statements. Because look, suppose you would have said, Halacha Krip Shemin Shazuri. And for sure you would have thought that Shmuel holds Yesh Bila. So, yeah, therefore he has to clarify. Kamashma, no, don't think that. Lakol Ein Bila, absolutely not. I don't know the Bila. But if he just say, he would have just said, Yesh Bila, Kol Ein Bila. So then I would have thought that he holds Halacha Lamais like the Rabbana, and that we should go now according to the time of the Ashrasha, that they needed to make a new shear. Kamashvan Aloka Kripshimisha Zuri. Therefore comes along now and he says, first of all, the Rabbanit said you can't be turned from one or the other. No, you can't be turned from one or the other. Oh, so then if that's the case, Yashvinan Anitarte, if he just would have said that, I would have thought Shmuel has had an accident. And Kashi Shmuel out of Shmuel, how can he possibly say two contradictory things? That in Bila, but that we should follow Aloka Kripshimisha Zuri, you could be server grown on the Tocho. Therefore, it comes on to be Masbir. Which is why you don't have to follow the Rabbana in this case, because Ashrosh is not the issue. Who cares if one was Bushrosh before? On the other hand, let's say he just would have said, would have said that, I would have thought Achagmar Pri means he's arguing even on the din of Shlish. So, Havamina Afilo Tvua Vizay Sidnam, he said, Akol. Not Akol in terms of kidneys and your arteries, everything. Therefore, he wanted to make it clear to what are we talking about? First of all, let's describe what we're talking about. What Rav Shimon Shazuri was talking about. Kitnias, Pula Mitzvi, that's what I'm talking about. The mind of Polig, only what he was discussing. He was discussing Kitnias. And I'm telling you that in terms of Kitnias, he's right, even though he's wrong. He's right because Hakolakakakamar Pri. Okay, fine. So then what does he have to say in Bila? I mean, if he would have said, Aloka Rav Shimon Shazuri, right? And then he would have simply said, Hakolakakakamar Pri. So I would have figured out myself that the two are related. He's saying, because Hakol Olech Achra Gemar Pri, and obviously he doesn't hold of Bila, or he wouldn't have needed to say Hakol Olech Achra Gemar Pri. He could have just simply said it. Halach Rav Shimon Shazuri Mipnei Hakol Olech Achra Gemar Pri. So then I know that he holds Ein Bila. So why does he have to bring in the part about Ein Bila? So Lishmin and Hani Tate Vakol Ein Bila Lomeli. Was he that next thing? That seems to be redundant. No, it is redundant, but you forgot the other part. Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. So he wanted to tell me the Layayin V'Shemen Yesh Bila. So therefore, he tells me now all of our locus. You want to know what to do with Pola Mitzri? Do what Rav Shimon Shazuri said. Put the whole thing in your garden and take mice. But you want to think it's because of Bila? No. Lakolayin Bila. So why is it? It's because I call Lakakar Gmar Pri. Does it mean it's never Bila? No, Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. So now I know all of the necessary locus. How do we know all of that? It's an awful lot to see. The kakari love it say tashana. I'm the Rebbe and the Rebbe say, what? The kimei rabbonan ben shlish lepachot mi shlish. Omalei lava mina lachalotei v'tavshkan avar miyuchita. Kol midot chachamim kenu. Barba imsa otovel. Barba imsa chasakur tovein ayokolit vobein. Kibetza metami tu mesochlin. Kibetza chasu tzumtzum. Enu metami tu mesoch. Shlosha shlosha metami midras. Shlosha shlosha chasu nimachas. Enu metami midras. Of course, they can be kovea. The bobin echavraim of kahana. Amer sheik rabbi yisovet yisatolars beechadik rivu. Im teim medayol biad nochri. K'tir chemam rachmana v'lo k'tir nochri. Wait. Mi my dak rivu. Dir maloik rivu. K'tir vayochum yavurat v'chara pesach. So obviously akrivo, I'm going to bother akle. Anyway, back to my question. So me hechen akrivo, amar lahem, Rebkana kol shaloi vishlish piad nofri. So what kind of business is that, says Rebbe Yirmiyah himself. Dilma ayav lo kimlo. Clearly kimlo. That's the case of enami kimlo. Wait, dilma lo ayav klal. Abel echad ayav riva, maybe they don't know the difference, but shlish, pachot vishlish. Lo kim, no, lo sakataita. You're trying to tell me that Bakamisha Yume Mika Maya. No, and what are you saying? The Maya Rivo, Danka, is the same problem. Bakata Bakamisha Yume Mika Maya. Elamait Lakhlamima Eretz Sviktiba. So I'll say the same thing. Okinami Eretz Sviktiba. Matka Rabu Khanina. Umima Zitama that the Osif is Kotzer because it's not, it's redundant. We are active as Bakhomi Gornacho Mikvecha. The Yomam Arbi Psalad Goron Yekav HaKatub Medaber, in which case it's just a synonym for a sukkah. Om Rebbe Zera, ah, darn it, Tal Milta, Avoy B'Yadon, Vot Rebbe Chanina Shara Ben Narga, Elo Minola, Kiretani Rebbe Yonatan Ben Yosef Omer, V'yasat Et Atvala Shlosh Asher Haftik Rit Shlosh Asherim, Elo L'Shlish, Omi Boyle L'Gufa, Na L'Gufa, it says V'Zoratem, Et Ashana Shmit V'Akaltem En Atvoy Yashan, Ad Ashana Shit, can't say clearer than that. Zahat, how is what Dokana Progim assumes in which she should stay Rosh Hashanah, Mitasrim Shava, Umutarim Bishvit, in love, Azrim Bishvit, Mitasrim Shanaba, Omar Rava, Omar Rabon and Ilan Batahanata, Tvoab is 18 Batashlish, Yerek Batalikita. What is this? Hanikaman Shevin Rabona, Hodo Omar Rava, it's a fourth category, Mitov Shasri and Parochi Parochi, Az Rabon and Batar Hashrasha. Amalei Abaya, why? The Yitzpar Gornova Tocho, and that way you could prorate it. V'tori min ha-chadosh shebal ha-chadosh shebal, u'min ha-yashan shebal ha-yashan shebal. Milo, Tani, Rav Yosef ben Kippur, Amin, Mishum, Mishum, Mishazuri, Pola, Mitzvish, Zara, Lezera, Mikzato, Yishvish, Zdei, Rosh Hashanah, U'mikzato, Yishvish, Lach, Rosh Hashanah, Ein to minu ma'asin, Zeh, Zeh, Lefish, Ein to minu ma'asin, Lo min ha-chadosh al-yashan, Lo min ha-yashan al-chadosh. Ketzaru, Oseh, Tzover, Gornova Tocho, according me. Rav Shimon Shazuri Sabra Yesh Bila. Rabban and Sabra Yain Bila, and therefore he couldn't do that. Omri Yitzvarach Ben Yom HaShmuel. Allah, Rav Yitzvah, keep us, Omri Shimon Shazuri. Maatke Vorem Zera, how could Shmuel have said that? Omri Shmuel, Lakol Ein Bila. Chutz Miyayin V'Shemini. We're talking about Paul HaMitzri. Ishtamit Peyod Yom HaShmuel. Hakol Olech Hachar Gemar Pri. And we need all three ma'amorim of Shmuel. The Ashmin alok Rav Shimon Shazuri Avamin Rav Shimon Shazuri Yesh Bila. Come Ashmin alok Olim Bila. The Ashmin alok Olim Bila Avamin Karabon, that you can't take off from one or the other. Come Ashmin alok Rav Shimon Shazuri. The Ashmin Adi Tarte Avamin Kash Shmuel Adi Shmuel. Come Ashmin alok Olech Hakakamar Pri. The Ashmin alok Olech Hakakamar Pri. I would have thought Hakol means even Tfuah. Mizaisim Nami. Come Ashmin alok Rav Shimon Shazuri only in this case of Kitnias, but by the Poli. So the Shminan Hani Tarte, why did he have to say Lakol Ein Bila Lamali? No, the important part over there was the Layayim Veshemen Yesh Bila.